On the show today, we have NAPQ's Director of Regulatory Affairs, Alicia Nealon, talking about their latest Field of Membership update. So check it out. Now that the NCUA has released its new Field of Membership adjustments, they've been out for a few weeks now, and they've been marinating. People have been thinking about them and kind of talking about them over the water cooler and stuff. What's your take on them? Where do we go from here? What's going on?
You know, Mike, these are really positive adjustments for credit unions of all charter types, as NCUA's proposal really does touch community, multiple common bond, and single common bond alike. Mm-hmm. And NAFQ encourages credit unions to weigh in with their support as well as their thoughts with the agency in advance of the February 8th deadline. Because if you didn't see, it was published in the Federal Register last week, and we have a February 8th comment deadline.
Yes.
So, what NCUA has done as well within its statutory authority, but you know, as NAFQ and our member credit unions continue to study and analyze this rule throughout the comment process, we're really going to be looking for ways where the agency could do more, it's within the confines of the Act or through legislative amendments. So those are two areas where credit unions really need to weigh in with their thoughts, mm-hmm. their perspectives, and their suggestions, both with NAFQ, so we can make sure that we have your perspectives in our comment letter, as well as with your own comment letters to the agency.
Indeed. And as we saw from the risk-based capital commentary period, the first go-round,
yes.
there was a lot of commentary, and it made an impact, and there were changes made. So credit unions' voices are heard, and they are taken into very important consideration. So this could be another one as well, do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. I think we're going to see a lot of comments for field of membership. We saw a lot of comments for member business lending. We saw a lot of comments for risk-based capital, both one and two, as you mentioned. But you know, this is really unique, separate from risk-based capital, in that the bankers are also have a lot of attention to this rule.
Of course.
So that's why it's really, really important that credit unions weigh in with their own voices and their own stories to tell the agency why this relief is so necessary for our industry.
Yeah. What are a couple of the pardon, my dogs are outside barking, and they're talking about field of membership as well. But
they should put that in a letter and send it to the
agency. Will. Their paw prints will be in the signature line, and we'll get some movement done here. But were a couple of the more significant changes that you think will impact the industry if they go through?
Yeah, you know, probably one of the more significant changes is that the proposal would provide new avenues for a credit union to evidence why a particular area is well-defined and local.
Mm-hmm.
So these new avenues track communities that are already recognized by the U.S. Census Bureau and the Office of Budget and Management. So while NCUA is merely recognizing communities that are already codified elsewhere in the federal government, it's going to be a significant help that the proposal is going to count a combined statistical area as a well-defined local community, as well as a congressional district as a single political jurisdiction.
Gotcha. And we also, you talked about in your opening comments about kind of you wish more could have been done. We interviewed the former chairman of NCUA, Dennis Dollar, a few weeks ago, the next day after they announced them, and he said that he liked the steps that we're moving forward here.
Right.
But he said, I wish they would have pushed the envelope a little bit more. Do you guys agree with that? And if so, how?
You know, the current rules, they use statistical areas when they're determining whether an area is well-defined and local, and those statistical areas are subject to a 2.5 million population cap, and the proposal retains that cap untouched. And this is one area where NCUA itself has recognized that they may have some room to move on that, and they're specifically seeking comment about the limit, whether or not it should move, by what amount, and for what specific reasons.
Yep.
So if credit unions want to see that population cap move, it's going to be vital that they weigh in to that effect, because the simple fact is the bankers are already saying the cap is too high. So if credit unions want to see that cap move, they're going to have to let their voices be heard and tell the agency why the cap should move, to what amount, and for what reasons they need it.
Okay. Can they talk to their representatives as well?
Yeah, of course.
I think that's another route to go as well.
Absolutely. The more people you can talk to about this, the better.
Yeah.
The more you can lend your practical, on the ground, in the workshop stories to this proposal, that's how you're going to affect change.
Yeah, exactly. In this case, advocacy is so, so important to keep that word out there big time. All right. Well, so why so long on these changes? I mean, we talked about it at the top of the show that it's been a long time coming, these changes. Yeah. And, you know, we're very thankful that they're here. But what took them so long? I mean, these things should have, I'm no expert here, but I'm just kind of thinking common person here, just like, what took so long? I mean, shouldn't this stuff been done maybe a decade ago or 5 years ago or something? Just kind of a curiosity question.
Fair enough. You know, the NCUA board, agency staff, and credit unions have been diligently studying the agency's current catalog of regulations over the course of 2015 to really figure out what areas necessitate modernization. And the NCUA board has said numerous times that it was committed to proposing a very thorough rule that would address all those areas if they had the legal authority to do so. Because as you said, you know, they haven't really issued a total comprehensive, if you will, proposal in the better part of a decade. And when I say comprehensive, I mean that actually touches on every charter type as this proposal does. So, you know, when you ask why so long, I think it's because they were really taking the time to study it and identify all those areas so they could do it in the one proposal. You know, the agency also, through Chairman Matz's working group, which she established in January of 2015, has been collaborating with credit unions to make sure that their perspectives and their voices were heard in this proposal.
Gotcha. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. To wrap up here, where do we go from here? We're in the commentary period, and you said the deadline is February 8th. Uh-huh. What can credit unions do in the meantime? I mean, obviously comment and get their voices heard. What else can we do here?
It's comment. You know, much like member business lending, field of membership is an area that the bankers give an acute attention to.
Yes, they do.
And they have a propensity to comment in droves. So it's just really important that credit unions weigh in and give their stories, their perspectives, and their suggestions. Even if these tweaks may not impact your credit union today, they could down the line. So, you know, NAFQ would like to see every single credit union weigh in so that we have the opportunity to shape a final rule that's going to really achieve the requisite relief that our industry needs.
Yeah, this could set the precedent for the next decade. I'm sorry for interrupting. So
No, you're fine. Yes. I was just going to say, don't just weigh in with the agency, as you noted before, weigh in with your representatives, but also weigh in with us. We want to see and hear your perspective so that we can make sure our letter and our advocacy is really informed by the on-the-ground credit union perspective.
Excellent, excellent. You know what? I don't know about you, but I'm really excited about this news. You know, I mean, it's kind of a great way to end the year. You know, you kind of end the year with a big bang and moving forward. I mean, it's really kind of cool. It's a good topic to talk about. You know, it's not morbid. It's not controversial. It's just kind of good to talk about things like this moving forward.
It is good. And it's something that's so unique and you know, special to credit unions that it really does touch every single person who either works at or is a member of a credit union. Yep.
Indeed. Well, great message to end on, Alicia. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us. We appreciate it.
Of course. Happy to do so. Indeed.